Booms are inherently transient, which makes it difficult to build communities around them. But some oil and gas workers try, bringing their families with them to the oil patch. But as Wyoming Public Radio's Melody Edwards reports, efforts to build community are challenged by a simple problem: finding adequate housing for families.
For the last month, the Foshee family, mom, dad, three kids, a dog, and a cat, have all been living in a 24-foot camper at the High Plains RV Park on the outskirts of Gillette. But the family has just moved into a roomier 31-foot camper. 9-year-old Clay is thrilled about the move.
What do you like about your new house?
The special features.
What are the special features?
It has a radio.
He also likes the indoor toilet, since it means he doesn't have to run to the campground bathroom in the middle of the night. His dad, Ronnie, got laid off from his welding job in Texas when the oil fields went bust there. For a while, he worked odd jobs in the region and came home every few weeks. But Ronnie says he refused to do the man camp thing, bunking with a bunch of guys.
It just don't seem comfortable, I guess. And to be that far away from your family, you should be comfortable.
So when Ronnie landed a good-paying welding job in Wyoming, his wife Rachel was relieved.
We all decided at the last minute to go ahead and go. So I had a week to pack up the house and take what we needed and left the rest behind because we all wanted to be together.
As a trained welder, Ronnie makes good money, $25 an hour plus benefits and overtime. But even so, keeping a family together is hard and expensive. Between the camper and the lot, the Foshees are paying $1,000 a month. It costs that much because Gillette has very few places to rent. Chris Estes, director of the National Housing Conference, says when families can't find places to live, it impacts the whole community.
There's a health impact if people aren't well housed, the educational impact on kids when they're in unstable housing.
And he says leaving it up to private enterprise to fill the need doesn't work.
You can't just sort of leave it to the market to solve it on its own because the market's usually going to respond in a pretty short-term way. And I think if you want your communities to be attractive places to live long-term, it takes some coordination and partnership.
For instance, partnerships with the energy companies themselves. Reliant Asset Management made its name managing man camps. Now they're experimenting in Williston, North Dakota, building family camps with 3-bedroom cabins, complete with school bus pickup and playgrounds. Property manager Danny Heisler says, as the epicenter of the nation's energy surge, Williston is sort of a boomtown case study.
It was a scarier place to be. It wasn't a friendly family environment.
But for people who have come back to Williston more recently,
and they've said that even in the last 4 to 5 years, they've seen immense growth in the fact that people are safer, people are happier.
Key Energy pays for half the cost of these cabins, and Heisler says it's this kind of company-supported family housing that's helping to change the city's vibe. The company would like to build such housing in Casper, too. But since oil companies aren't required to pay for housing, it's not likely they'll volunteer. Most states have emergency housing trust funds to help attract companies like theirs, but Wyoming is one of the only states without one. State Senator Jim Anderson of Glen Rock says that's because in Wyoming, property values are not public information, and that's not likely to change. Because of that, Anderson says wagon trains of RV trailers continue to pour in.
We're going to have to investigate and look under all rocks, so to speak. A lack of a workforce is one of the most difficult factors in Wyoming.
And it discourages families like the Foshees from sticking it out. Rachel takes me out to see the tiny trailer the family just moved out of. The sun is setting over the winter prairie.
It's so pretty here because I'm used to pine trees. And here you can see the sky here.
But with the price of oil falling rapidly, it might not be long before her husband Ronnie is looking for work again and making the decision one more time about how to keep the family together. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Melody Edwards.